comes Rell over to Kyle Ross, left wing, and Kyle Ross nearly lost it. Parker Hare tipped out of bounds by Signs, and Cassidy will get the ball in front of their own bench, far side of your radio, right side of your radio. 53-39, 14-point lead for USA. Mason Erla to Sawyer Cathrell, left wing. Thought about taking the three, does not. Hunter Bone was in his face. Parker Hare, the left wing. Back up to Cathrell. Dribbling, taking his time. Over to Hare. And Chase Squitter can't hang on to it at the free throw line. And here comes Aaron Signs the other way.
Thought about the three, Aaron did.
Dominic Guardian retreats back to half court. 3:15 left in the fourth, 53-39, 14-point lead for the Patriots. Winner of this game takes on Bad Axe on Saturday at 4 p.m. Dominic Guardian, right wing, back to Wesolowski to Signs, left wing against Chase Winter. Down to the baseline, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled by Mason Erla. That's Erla's third foul. Cassidy's ninth. Sends Aaron Signs to the free throw line for two shots. Signs has 11 points of the night, has not attempted a free throw yet. Has three threes to his credit.
Well, the pressure,
and a basket.
Pressure's on him, like, to remain perfect. Oh.
Couldn't do it.
I know he didn't hear because I was kind of out talking to him.
Right. Well, I think someone finally turned on the air conditioning in here.
Got up
to about 2 hours late. Second free throw is good. And we mean literally the physical air conditioning in this building. It was sweltering in here before. Doesn't help we're wearing sport coats. Sawyer Cathrell facing pressure from USA. Gets it over to Parker Hare. He breaks it. Over to Early in the corner. Kyle Ross for three. Nail! Kyle Ross with his third three of the night. He has nine. Back to a 12-point difference. 54-42. USA on top. 2.5 play in the fourth. And Chase Winter nearly steals it, and we have a timeout called by Mark Gainforth, leading by 12 with 2:27 left in the fourth quarter.
It saved a foul call.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you. With locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Dominic Guardian feeds it into Aaron Signs. He goes up for the layup, wide open for 2 points coming out of that timeout. Signs with 14 on the night, 5 in this quarter. To the right corner to Sarah Cathrell. He dribbles all the way back out to the top of the key with 2:12 left in the fourth quarter. It's 56-42, USA by 14. Cathrell over to Kyle Ross, left wing, dribbles down to the baseline, goes in for the jump shot, shot for the block. That one's no good, but Mason Erla chips it in for two. And now we have a timeout called by Cass City. It is a full timeout of the WLEW Sports Network, a 12-point ball game with 1:58 left in the fourth, USA leading.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
Coming out of full timeout called by Cass City USA. It's a 5-second violation on the inbounds. Cass City ball underneath their own hoop. They're trailing by 12, 56-44. Sawyer Cuthrell for three, right wing, way off the mark. Rebound, Wesolowski. Believe it or not, that is only the third combined rebound of this quarter. Everything's either gone out of bounds or went in. Hunter Bone to Aaron Sines, top of the key. Being guarded by Parker Hare over to the right wing. Nowhere to go, gives it to Williamson into the hands of Guardian, right wing.
That was a great move by Coach Fernald to put Parker Hare on Sines.
And we have an intentional foul as Jack Stern was trying to make Aaron Sines' jersey match that of Isaiah Williamson's. A little stretched out now. Jack Stern's second foul. Team's 10th. So that'll be two shots and possession for Aaron Sines of USA. First one is good.
Brody Wesolowski coming out of the game.
He's replaced by Tanner Foley. Aaron Sines, second free throw. This one's good as well. So USA will get the ball back due to that intentional foul. 58-44, 14-point ball game, inbound or directly in front of us. Minute 26 left in the fourth. USA inbounding. And we have a timeout called by Mark Gainforth of the WLEW Sports Network.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
For those curious how the Kingston Peck Championship went in the Class D. Kingston and Peck went into double overtime. Kingston wins at 41-32. A combined 73 points in that one. We're pretty sure Spadak scored more points in the first half alone single-handedly. Kingston advances to the regionals by defeating Peck.
If I'm not mistaken, Spadak in the first game of the season beat Kingston by one.
Yeah. There you go.
See how things change?
Drew Loomis gets called for the foul against Cass City. That sends Aaron Sines to the free throw line for two shots. Sines is 3-for-4. Check that, 4-for-5. Brendan Horn. Haven't heard that name since football. Checks in for Cass City as Kyle Ross and Jack Stern sit down.
Nice round of applause for those two. Two seniors playing their last game, more than likely.
Aaron Sines' second free throw. This one's good as the first. Another substitution. Brennan Allman checks in and sits down Aaron Sines and Isaiah Williamson. So out there for USA right now, we have Harrison Kramer, Tanner Foley, Brennan Allman, and Macklin Gettle, and Hunter Bone. For Cass City, number 14, Devin Kluger. Number 20, Keith Lounsbury. Brennan Horn. Number 11, Drew Loomis and Sawyer Cathrell.